you know, fairly distressing when you come across a scene where a fair bit of flame around and a couple of koalas standing in the middle of the road just having nowhere to go. That one little fellow we got, he seemed to be in better shape than the other one. We had to humanely put down the other one. That was, he just was, you know, fairly well burnt and a little good. You know, but the other one, yeah, we picked him up. We just dropped one of our bunker coats over the top of him. Didn't put up a struggle at all. And I think he was glad to see us, really.
Where did he spend the night, Dave?
We brought him back to the station. On route back to the station, we contacted the station to get RSPCA or a vet that we could take him to. But we did get him to the local vets over here. They took him in, and their first assessment was that he was fine. You know, a little bit of scorching around these back leg areas sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's what we noticed. But the vets checked him out and said that he should be fine. They'll assess him overnight and probably take him somewhere and release him today, hopefully.
Has he got a name? Has the station named him?
No. We were going to call him Smokey in respect for our CFS colleagues.
Something original.
Something of Smokey the Bear.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, very good.
Skippy just wouldn't get the bill.
No. Dave, it's pretty distressing, actually, to have to put down a koala. And again, that one, it's good to hear that apart from some singeing by the sounds of it, it's going to be okay. And yeah, it's something we often don't think of for fire crews when they confront not just life and property and so on, but wildlife as well.
Exactly. Out on the fire ground yesterday, there was you see a lot of kangaroos going across the paddocks and things, just escaping the smoke and the flames. But hopefully they all made safe ground somewhere.
Yeah.
That wasn't the only story we've, yeah, that's one we personally encountered. But talking to my daughter last night, she's one of those fantastic Facebook people, and a lot of the CFS guys out there. Spoken to their partners, which has all gone on Facebook, that they come across the same sort of situations with koalas yesterday.
Yeah.
They had babies that they were finding and then relocating with their mothers and things like that. So it's, it's all involved. And, like you say, we do look after the environment as well and the wildlife.